Problem is, when everybody kind of lines up in their own corner and starts firing at each other, the language becomes weaponized, and I think it has become weaponized in our talk about illegal immigration, legal immigration, the Dreamers, and whether or not there's a clear mythology of illegal immigration discussion here in America. Victor Davis Hanson is a terrific writer for National Review and plenty of other publications. He's at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. He chairs their working group on military history and contemporary conflict. And I believe he's a first-time guest here at WDLS. I saw a piece that he wrote, and I thought it was terrific, and I thought we should talk to him and then tweet it out to our listeners, maybe post it. He said, you know, as far as the misnomer that our system is broken, our immigration system is broken. Certainly it's not broken for Mexico and Latin America. They get about $50 billion annually. It is not broken for the Democratic Party. Employers believe the system is anything but broken. I'm reading from his piece. And if the border were closed and the melting pot allowed to work, the facade of identity politics and weaponized language would vanish in a generation. All right, with that set up, we welcome Mr. Victor David Hanson to the question to the program this morning. Mr. Hanson, thanks so much for your time this morning. So how can we get back to having an honest discussion about immigration, both illegal immigrants and legal immigrants here?
Well, I think everybody's just going to have to get a thicker skin and not be intimidated by charges of xenophobia, nativism, racism, and just use words that reflect reality, not politics. So Dreamers are just people who came here under the age of 18 many years ago, and some of them graduated from college. One out of 20 graduated from college. About one out of two graduated from high school. About one in 1,000 went into the military. And then in that age group, maybe not those who qualified or enrolled, about three times as many as the general population committed a crime. So Dreamers are just young people that are like anybody else, but we shouldn't romanticize them as there's some special group of neurosurgeons on their way, you know, graduated from Harvard. Not true. And same thing with illegal alien. I mean, that's a perfectly descriptive term that the IRS and the Supreme Court use. So we don't have to change the name just because we're afraid of being called racist.
You bring up a good point. At what point is a dreamer? I mean, I'm seeing guys that are being categorized as dreamers, men and women that have been here for as many as 30 years that haven't made the move to become a citizen. At what point does that fall on you, and are you not a dreamer any longer?
Well, the average age is estimated at 24 to 25, so that means there's half of them statistically had about 6 years once they entered adulthood at 18 to address that, and they didn't. So this idea that everybody came as an infant and is now in high school is just misleading. It's deliberately misleading. And remember how we got the DACA program. It was something that Barack Obama over 20 times said he could not legally do, but then on the run-up to his reelection campaign, he refigured the demographics of the Electoral College and said, you know, I'm going to do it. So in June before the 2012 election, that's exactly what he did. It was a political move. And then he demonized everybody for saying what he had said on 20 occasions. So, you know, the whole thing has been weaponized. I think everybody understands that if you came here and you've been here 3 or 4 years, and you're working and you're not on public assistance and you have not been arrested, then Americans are willing not to give you amnesty. But if you were willing to pay a fine and make sure you know English to get a green card, and what you want to do after that is your business. But all of that is contingent on ending this crazy lottery for immigration and to go back and stop chain migration, which gave us about 8 million people that we didn't choose to bring in. And then to build some kind of wall or fence along the border. And I don't think the Democrats and progressives and the ethnic lobby are going to ever do that deal because, as I said in the piece, they don't think the system is broken. What would be broken is to do what I just said, because then
it certainly would be different. Victor Davis Hanson is here. He is out at Stanford, the Hoover Institution, and also a terrific writer. How can we urge to people to reach the middle ground where in the 12 to 20 million people who are here, undocumented illegal aliens, how can I say, all right, I want to get you out of the shadows on the books. I want you to be productive members of society. We're not going to round you up and put you on trains and ship you out of here. That being said, there's no pathway to full citizenship
or voting because you came here illegally. I can't do that. How can we reach the political middle ground, or is that just untenable for both sides?
Well, it's not for the Republicans. Remember what Trump and the Senate and the House Republicans said. They were willing to do just what you said if you stopped illegal immigration by stopping chain migration, having e-verified, building a wall. But remember, why would they stop that? Mexico does not want that stopped. Employers don't want that stopped. The La Raza lobby doesn't want that stopped. The Democratic Party has flipped California. They flipped Nevada. They flipped New Mexico. They think they're going, and they flipped Colorado. They think they're going to flip maybe even Arizona and Texas. So they're not going to agree to that unless they're forced to agree with it. And the second thing is, of the 11 to 20 million people here, there are people, a lot, illegal aliens in most states commit crimes at about three times higher than the national percentage, despite the rhetoric that they don't.
Now, see, I hear the rhetoric constantly. I heard it again this week, where no, illegal aliens, undocumented immigrants, are less likely to perpetrate a crime than U.S. citizens.
No, you just look at the recent statistics in the state of Arizona. They did a thorough and exhaustive study. It's about 2.5 to 3 times higher if you're here illegally in terms of committing crime.
And also, let me just follow up on one other thing. We're talking with Victor Davis Hanson. As far as the demographics changing in the states that you previously mentioned, isn't that just based on essentially large families versus other smaller families based on ethnicity?
And chain migration. Yeah, that's true. But also remember that when we talk about criminality, when a person breaks the law and comes into the United States to reside, that's not the end of law breaking. That starts an entire series or chain of actions, from getting a fake name to misfiling a federal dossier, or to not fill out properly with your name and address and birth date and legal status on the Social Security or disability form. All that's never counted. But I can tell you, I'm talking to you at ground zero of illegal immigration in Central California. And the biggest problem that employers and government agencies have is that so many people have false names, false IDs. I've had 4 cars run off the road into my property, and the car was improperly registered. There was no insurance. And to the degree that one of the drivers was still in the car and didn't flee, all of his documentation was false. So there's a whole thing that we don't talk about in the public.
I doubt that we're going to be able to solve it in 14 days before the next CR runs out.
I think the thing that you mentioned, though, that really bears recognizing is Americans that run businesses love when they can get cheap labor.
With both sides.
And in that instance, it's going to keep going on.
Mr. Hanson, thank you much for your time. We're going to tweet this out to our listeners, post the article. I think it's very valuable, and we'll have you back when we can spend more time talking about this, okay? Thanks much. That is Victor Davis Hanson in California joining us here on WDLS.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.